This is Emily Wright, Features and Global Editor. I'm joined today by Majid Al Khan, CEO of the Real Estate Division of GFH Financial Group. We're here in Bahrain. Hello, how are you?
Doing perfect. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you. We are sat, are we on the 28th floor here?
Yes.
28th floor?
Yes.
Of the East
Tower of Bahrain Financial Harbour.
East Tower of Bahrain Financial Harbour. So it couldn't be more in the thick of it here.
Absolutely.
And the view is incredible. It's beautiful weather and we can see around us the potential for what is going to be an amazing amount of development here. Before we get onto that, our listeners are very UK based. And we've noticed over the last few months a bit of an influx of capital from this region. And you were saying, from your perspective, that you've never seen so much money coming out of the region into the UK.
Yes, I think there was a lot of concentration on money flowing from this region to the UK in the past few months, benefiting out of a lot of factors, to be honest, that occurred recently. Mainly the currency issue that we have benefited out of the latest developments and then the currency of the pound, basically, and the security that UK market offers to regional investors. I believe it's one of the safest markets. There is a lot of concentration on the real estate segments as well from regional investors who are looking into opportunities in the UK.
And I'm interested, I mean, in the Bahrain market and investment in particular. I think you said something earlier that, you know, Bahrainis have been quite sort of closed traditionally, but that now there is this real interest in the UK.
Yes, I think with the amount of developments that major investors and investment houses that have put in the domestic market in the past few years, they are now looking into opportunities to diversify their portfolios. I think due to the historical relationship between us and the UK and the level of confidence that we have with the UK legislations, especially with regard to real estate ownership, I think the focus was to benefit out of that and try to diversify our portfolios. Mm-hmm. We have looked into a lot of opportunities, a lot of from corporate level and from individual levels. A lot of private investors have been buying in the UK. A lot of banks and investment banks have been initiated investment funds to invest in the UK, whether it's in the real estate or other segments as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that this is sort of a window of opportunity situation and that it won't last forever, but because of the currency and because of the way things are happening with Brexit, now is the time?
Yes, I do believe that. I think the pound will regain its powers very soon, given the historical, basically, steadiness of the currency of the UK. It's only a matter of certain time where until the picture gets clearer with the Brexit and what's the outcome of the Brexit negotiations. So I think the concentration now is due to that. It might slow down at certain point of time, especially when we see the pound regaining its powers. But I think it's a great opportunity at this point of time. On the other hand, a lot of investors from UK as well are looking due to the same factors, due to basically trying to focus outside the UK or looking into new markets outside the EU, due to the Brexit. And we have been seeing this relationship growing both ways, in the past few months.
So let's move on to talk about the money coming the other way after one more question about going to the UK, which is, Is there a shift away from trophy assets towards a slightly more sustainable? I mean, you're saying that Bahraini money tends to be quite, you know, go towards sort of quite stable, solid investment opportunities. Is that what we're going to see today?
Yes, I think if we define the regional market into segments, there are countries in the GCC like Qatar are more focused toward the trophy assets and the high profile assets in the UK. I think the markets like Bahrain are more toward the long-term investment, steady growth, more realistic exit values, not very aggressive in terms of valuation. As I've explained earlier, I think the difference between regional money in general and other money that flows into the UK from other regions of the world is that ours is more steady and it's there to stay for longer investment spans, and it's not volatile, so you don't see money going in this year and coming out next year. It's more of a long-term relationship.
That's what our listeners are going to want to hear, I think. And that's a really neat way to talk about the market over here, because there's sort of a mirroring in a way of that sort of secure, steady, well thought out investment plan. Yes. What we're seeing over here in Bahrain, from the sounds of it, is a very thought out, planned approach to development. So could you talk me through a little bit about that, and then we can look at the UK money sort of potentially coming in here as well?
I think Bahrain has three main strengths that combined cannot be found in any other country in the region. Scarcity of land, we have the smallest island, basically we are the smallest country in the region. We have a very healthy domestic growth of population. We still have the healthiest ratio between nationals to expats, so this creates a lot of opportunities as well. Plus, we have the right legal framework, basically, that can support foreign ownership and makes it very investor-friendly environment, let's say. So having these three elements together, I think, makes Bahrain special in the region. This is number one. Number two, I believe that Bahrain has been focusing on value-added investments in the past few years. We've seen that most of the investment is going to cater specific segments and giving support to other segments in the economy, like tourism, healthcare, logistic, industrial products. Having belief in that basically overall economy, because we believe in, especially in the real estate market, that we need to support Bahrain GDP for us to have successful real estate products. We've supported all the government initiatives, let's say, in terms of tourism. A lot of hotels are coming up in the region. We are opening 5-star hotels in this year and next year that exceeds the number of rooms that we've had since the first hotel came to Bahrain, the 5-star hotel. So I think we are there to see new lines of real estate success in Bahrain.
And the two-way relationship then, so you're seeing more interest and sort of investment interest from UK and European investors?
Yes, we have witnessed a lot of interest, basically, especially in the past few months, from UK investors mainly. We've been talking on personal level in terms of GFH real estate. We've been talking to UK-based pension funds, contracting and development companies who are willing to explore our market for their operation and in partnership structures. So I think a lot of interest is coming due to the same reason we are looking into the UK. UK investors are looking at us as well. Let's not forget that we have that historical relationship. We are, in terms of regional population and UK population, we are really, let's say, dynamic when it comes to dealing with each other. Mm-hmm. We're comfortable dealing with each other. And we have even witnessed some of the money coming in already in Bahrain and in the region in the past few months.
And finally, what's the hope then for Bahrain over the next sort of year to 3 years or 5 years? You know, there's an awful lot happening. What's the ultimate goal?
Bahrain has great potentials. We've seen the government initiatives that they have taken over the past few years to diversify the sources of income, basically, and focusing outside the oil concentration. We have seen huge investment by the government in infrastructure and tourism and healthcare segments and a lot of new projects that are supported by the government and somehow or another. So I believe, having said that, having that platform ready for investors, having passed good personal experiences to regional and international investors in the past few years, which a lot consider to be the most difficult years of Bahrain. This will support the concept of attracting them again. And we've seen them coming. We have not, on personal level, I have not witnessed any project that did not succeed to sell in the past few years, considering the supply that came as well. Mm-hmm. We have witnessed projects in Bahrain in the past 10 years that we have not witnessed in the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. And still people consider this as the difficult time of Bahrain. So imagine if the story turns around to the good time of Bahrain. So I think we have the right platform, and we have the right historical growth. People tend to basically consider Bahrain and the region to a more stable market, not volatile. Okay, it's not, it does not boom as fast as other market, but on the other hand, it does not crash as fast as others as well.
Well, thank you very much for finding the time to meet me today, and good luck with everything over in Bahrain, and we'll keep an eye out for you in the UK.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure all of us.